Guardsman, come here. Why have we stopped? Yes, I understand the delay is not your fault, but I would still like to know what's going on. Oh, I see. The Elvish scouts believe they have found goblin tracks. That seems unlikely this far inside our borders, even if we are in the Great Forest. No, of course. One must be careful, especially in times such as these. I appreciate it. Just let me know when we're... Guardsman, you... Clear eye... No, 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 stay back. Get away from me. I am the crown prince. Rank. Oh, God. Is this a goblin warren? Oh, no. Oh, God. No, I don't have any food. I have jewels. Here, take them. They will buy you much food. No, I told you already, I don't have anything to eat, but if you sell these jewels, God, no, I'm not food. My mother will pay you handsomely for my safe return. She will reward you with a royal feast, which is much better food than what do you mean? You'll return part of me? I don't understand. Oh, no, please, no. There's so much carnage. I must hide. No, stay back. Stay away from me. I don't care if you've killed the goblins. That doesn't mean you can do whatever you want to me. You stay back. You stopped. I asked you to stop, and you did. I've read of orcs who can understand things like language. Perhaps you're one of the rare intelligent ones. Can you understand me? I am the princess of this land, soon to be queen, leader. I can pay you in gold or food to eat, but you must return me to the castle. The castle, and this is very important, you must not eat me, not even a little bit. Oh, well, you speak human quite well. My apologies. It has been a dreadful experience, and I'm afraid my manners are not what they should be. You have my apologies. You wish to clean me with your cloak? Oh, yes, that would be wonderful. If I can just get some of this filthy goblin blood off of me, I'm sure I'll feel much more myself. Thank you. Did you really vanquish all of the goblins? Are you sure? All by yourself? There were so many. They killed my guardsmen. And my carriage driver. Scouts. I don't even know if the page boy got away. He was only 12. You're comforting me now. Wiping away my tears. How kind of you. And rather embarrassing for me. You have already saved me. You shouldn't have to comfort a blubbering, useless princess as well. I wish I could reward you. I tried to give the goblins my jewels, but they're somewhere in the carnage. But for now, all I have to give you is my thanks. So, thank you, sir, for saving me. Well, yes, you may not be a knight, but you've been more chivalrous than most of the men I know, and I shall call you sir. I'm sorry to hear that. It's clear to me that humans should not fear you. You are strong, yes, but you use your strength to protect. So few human men can say the same. So, what to do now? We're still trapped in the forest and deep in the woods. It's unlikely that anyone will come for me today. I wasn't expected at the palace until tonight. And where there's one goblin warren, there are probably others. We need a safe place to hide for the time being. You live somewhere close and safe. Well, I'm afraid you cannot just take me to your home. Because I'm the crown princess, that's why. No, I'm not saying no. I don't find the idea of being your guest to be entirely objectionable. It's just not how things are done, you see. Fine. I have no better ideas, so I shall follow you. Please, lead the way, sir. No, you've done nothing wrong. I just tried to stand and... Oh, well, it appears as though I've twisted my ankle, or perhaps the goblins dragged me here by it. Oh, in any case, I cannot walk upon it. Oh, God, I keep getting more useless by the... You just picked me up as though I weighed nothing. You are being far more gentle than I would have anticipated for someone so large, I mean. No, I didn't mean that you were likely to be rough simply because you were an orc. I'm not racist. I do know that there are many kinds of orcs. It's just that I must confess that all I've heard of your kind is violence, and you are the first actual orc that I've ever met. I appear to be less educated on your people than I thought I was. I apologize. It's embarrassing to admit that I know so little about the people for whom I'm to rule. Thank you for your understanding. Is it far to your home? No? Good. Do you do this often? Rescue women from impossible numbers of slavering goblins, I mean. Is that how you pass your time? No, so being a hero is just a diversion for you, I see. So you fish and hunt and trap in the woods? Technically, I think that makes you a poacher on my lands, but I can see you also save travelers and fight against threats to the kingdom when necessary. I'd say you earn your keep. Yes, that is a royal declaration. I was supposed to be made queen today, after all. I was on my way to the coronation when... In any case, perhaps you'll be the first knight of the forest, Oh, or the Order of the Defense of Her Majesty. No, that's too long. We'll come up with something. Something that befits your bravery. Yes, of course I'm serious about knighting you. You deserve a great more than that, if I'm honest. I can't thank you enough for... Oh, is this your home? It's quite quaint from the outside. I see why you feel safe here. It blends in so well with the trees, even an elf couldn't find it unless they were looking for it specifically. Well, I feel safe with you, in any case. So, this is where my would-be hero and future knight lives. No, it's very nice. It is clean and moderately organized, and it smells wonderful. You smell wonderful. No, nothing. I was just... Is that stew you're cooking? Oh, I love stew. Everyone always wants to have 7-course dinners at the castle, and, well, trust me when I say that bored rich people do not always have excellent taste. Just because something is exotic does not mean it tastes good. Where are you taking me? To your bed. Oh, so that I can rest. Yes, I think resting might be nice. Thank you. Oh, but if I sleep here, where will you sleep? Well, that's not fair at all. Yes, I appreciate it. I'll do my best not to be a difficult guest. You're going? I'm sure you must have things to do, of course, but... No, wait! Don't go! No, I mean... I'm not sure how to ask this, but... Will you stay with me? Please? Just for a little while, until I calm down? I'm still shaking. See my hand? I've never been that close to death before. I've seen a battle once, but it was from far away, and I was surrounded by knights and mages. Gods, this was so terrifying. I can't imagine what it must have been like for you. I know you're so very big and strong, but there were so many of them, and they were vicious. And you... You didn't stop fighting or moving until you rescued me. You were so valiant. It's strange. I was so afraid of you when I first saw you. Mainly because you're so large. But now I feel perfectly safe with you. You could have taken me. Kidnapped me. You could have done anything you wanted. I wouldn't have been able to stop you. And they would have blamed the goblins for my death. I don't mean that you would have. No, I see you for what you are. A brave and good man. But not all are like you. So, do you live alone? Truly. No... Mate or wife? I'm surprised. A man like you should have someone to care for him. I suppose you'd prefer a warrior woman. Someone fit and strong who could keep up with you fighting goblins and who's almost, but maybe not quite as tall as you. No? Then pray tell, what kind of woman do you like? Really? Someone a bit soft? Feminine? Maybe even a human woman? Like, say, a princess? Perhaps we could comfort each other. I could relieve some of your loneliness, and you could, Oh, dear. Are you going to make me say it? I want to, with you, Oh, I can't say it. Please, sir, just... Please. I... Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, more kissing, please. You're quite good at this, aren't you? I'm afraid I'm not as skilled. To be honest, that was my first kiss. Oh God, that's pitiful, isn't it? Yes, I want more. I want anything you want to give me or take from me. No, what? Why are you kneeling before me? You don't have to, just because I'm a princess. I... Oh, you're lifting my skirt. Oh, no. No, I mean, yes. Yes, it's fine. Take my undergarments off. I trust you. I've never been with a man before in any way, but I'm glad that it's you. I can't think of a better first lover. Will you make me feel good now? Please? Make me forget today? Oh! Oh my God. Fuck. Your tongue is so big. So big. Oh. You're good at this, aren't you? No, God. Your tongue is going inside of me and... You're making me feel so wanton, so needy. No, fuck. Yes, 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 right there. No, what are you doing to me? Just leave me like that, please, please. Oh, God, God, I'll hate you for this alone. Oh, please, please, please keep going. Don't stop. Don't. Stop. Oh, this feels so wonderful. Wait. No, why did you stop? I was so close. Because I told you not to eat me. God. He has a sense of humor as well. Yes, sir. I undo my command. Now, please, please, please finish me. Could you want me to beg? You want to hear a princess beg, but that's so lewd. Very well, I'll beg, but not for your tongue, as clever and pleasing as it may be. No, you have made me so wanton, and all I can think about right now, all I need, is your cock. Please, please, show me your cock. I need to see it, to see if it's as thick and beautiful as the rest of your body. I want to touch it. I want to taste it, but... I need it inside of me. And as I said, you'd be my first, so please, will you do that? Will you deflower me? Will you make me yours? I don't care if you crush me beneath you or bend me over. I'm afraid I don't care if you're rough or if you're gentle. I just need your cock, however I can have it. So please, please don't deny me. Don't make me... Oh, you're taking it out. You're... Oh! Oh my God. I expected it to be large. I mean, the rest of you is... But I am... expected a sword, not a halberd. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you. It just... I have no idea what I'm to do with that. I'm afraid I'm a rather useless virgin, aren't I? I don't even know if you'll fit inside of me. But if you don't quite fit, you could always force yourself inside of me, couldn't you? A big, strong orc like you wouldn't let a perfect little princess pussy go to waste, would you? Yes. Oh, God. You're just going to lift me up? Are you going to just set me down on your cockhead? And I'll just take it inside of me when I'm ready? All right. I'm ready, but please, please go slow. Oh, God. Oh, you're splitting me open. Don't stop. Don't stop, though. Keep going. I can take it. No, I can take all of you. I'll show you. I'm not as useless as I appear. Oh, I'll show you what a good little princess I can be for you. Oh, God. I never imagined I could feel this full. You're magnificent. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I've never felt like this. Oh, my mother, the queen, she said this was my duty to bear child, but oh, she never said it would feel so good. Oh, my fingers will never be enough after this. Oh, fuck. Harder. No, use me harder, please. Oh, yes. Like that. No, fuck. Oh, fuck. Harder. No, I want you to use me harder. Please. No, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, like that. No. Oh, you're such a good lover. Oh, God. Oh, never want a human man after you. Oh, you've ruined me, haven't you? Oh, yes. No, ruin me further. Oh, God, ruin me. Don't stop. Don't ever stop. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, God. God. Oh, I need you to come in me. Please. Use my little princess pussy for your pleasure. Oh, breed me. Breed me. Breed your little princess. Oh, your little rescued princess. Oh, yes. Yes, I want you to fill me. Fill me with your cum. Your hot, orcish cum. I need you. I need you. No, I don't care if you get me with child. I want your cum. I need it. Please breed me, sir. Please breed me over and over and over. Make me yours. Take me. Make me yours forever. Please. Please, I can't hold back. Come with me. Come with me. Breed me. Breed me. Breed me. Fill me with your gum. Please. Yes. Yes. Was better than I ever imagined it could be. Oh, you're incredible. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, when you can make your future queen come like that, you should take it as a compliment, sir. The truth is, I want to be more than your queen. I want to be your lover, your wife. I'll be your slut, even if that's what you want. I can't pretend otherwise. I have never felt like this before. So loved, so taken care of. You've proven to me you are everything a queen could ever want, so come back with me. After we return to the castle, you will be at my side at the coronation. Please, I won't force you or command you. I might beg, though. Good. I honestly think that the courtiers will love you. Perhaps bit too much. Honestly, I'm already a bit jealous, thinking of you exposed to the women of the court. I want to keep you all to myself. I warn you, if I take you to court, even if I make it clear that you're my lover, the women will be all over you. Oh, yes, they will. You have no idea. There is nothing braver or more shameless than a noblewoman in heat. She will try to seduce you by any method at her disposal. But I don't have to worry about you, do I? You are real and true and kind and loving and mine. So come back with me. Let me make you my knight, my queen's guard. Share my bed as my consort. Damn what the world thinks. On that note, you don't have to decide right away, do you? Perhaps you might like to try out your princess a few more times tonight, just to see if I'm what you truly want in a lover. Good. For now, though, just let me lie in your arms a bit, and then we can talk in the morning. Yes. My night.